Welcome to another episode of the Life Mastery mini-series, where we talk about the science of happiness and success. This is the most important message in the world, part one. It's also episode 7 of the Life Mastery series. The greatest threat faced by Western civilization isn't nuclear war. It's not climate change. It's this little guy. Mobile phones and digital addiction. What if the Terminator movies were right and machines have already taken over the world? Today I'm going to tell you how we are willingly sacrificing the physical and mental well-being of ourselves and our children to service corporate greed. How some of the wealthiest companies in the world are spending billions of dollars and employing some of the smartest minds in the world with one intention, and that is to control and manipulate you to spend as much time connected to a screen as possible. And to achieve this, they want to stimulate you to be miserable and angry and to disconnect from the things in your life that would make you happy and wealthy. They have one goal, control, to keep you addicted and attached to that screen. This may sound like a conspiracy theory, but Facebook, Google, and Apple make no secret of what they're trying to do. The more time you spend on your screen, the more money they make. So their business plan is to addict you to a screen and distract you from other physical and emotionally healthy pursuits. This is not my opinion. It's an open, straightforward fact. Now you're wondering, where's the simple life lesson in this? And that is, disconnect to reconnect. But I'll get on to the details of how you achieve that in part two. Now let's get back to the dramatics. Who could have imagined a time that would see adults and children attached to a screen for 50% of their waking hours instead of engaged in healthy and productive pursuits? That people would go on dates and instead of holding hands and staring lovingly into each other's eyes, they're holding their phones and staring lovingly at their screens. What is going on? If we consider the history of addiction, we take alcohol, smoking, opium, it often takes humanity decades to fully understand the physical, emotional, and societal impacts of these addictions. The rapid evolution of smart devices has seen a sudden seismic shift in the way we work, the way we think, the way we bring up children, and the way we socialize. But unlike smoking and alcohol, we do understand the effects of digital addiction, because studies have shown that people who spend more time on their screens have worse mental health outcomes, worse physical health outcomes, and studies have shown that phones significantly increase levels of stress, anxiety, conflict, and their impact on healthy sleep patterns. There are also studies that show that digital addiction leads to decreased abilities of humans to focus, with reduction in productivity and ability to learn. And in children, these impacts are even more profound, with many studies showing significant physical and mental detrimental outcomes from screen time. In fact, there are even studies that show that children suffer emotional and physical developmental delay proportional to how much time they spend on their screens. There is also good evidence that more screen time in children results in emotional development delay and decreased literacy. And a good Swedish study demonstrated that children were only doing about 44% of their required daily allowance of physical activity. And what are we doing about this as a society? The first thing we do is that when children come to school, we stick them in front of a screen. So now we understand that digital addiction is toxic to physical, mental, emotional, and societal health. But the question is why? A primary concept to understand is that giving usually requires taking. Our time, money, and energy are finite. So when we give time and energy to one thing, it limits what we can give elsewhere. Devices steal time from worthwhile endeavors to attach us to a screen. So instead of spending our time and energy on things that would make us happy, spending time with friends and family, there is the constant interposition of a screen, and the human need for shared warmth and emotion cannot be replaced by the emotionally empty experience of spending time with an iPhone. An iPhone will not give you hugs. Instead of playing sport and exercising, we are watching YouTube videos of cats and dogs. And studies have shown that even when people do make it to the gym, they spend 50% of their time attached to a screen instead of actually exercising. The sedentary life comes with many physical and mental health costs. And that's aside from the fact that physical activity is one of the most evidence-proven ways to prolong life and improve health. Humans require exercise during childhood and adolescence for healthy physical and mental development. And in fact, the musculoskeletal development that occurs from exercising during childhood and adolescence cannot be replicated fully later in life. So if children and adolescents don't exercise properly when they're young, they lose out on physical development, and that's something they can never get back. And that's an aside from all the cardiovascular benefits of exercise for all ages and the mental health benefits of spending time exercising distracted from the rat race, from all the mental stress from work. The immense psychological benefits of playing team sport, particularly for children and adolescents, are pronounced. The camaraderie, learning to work with other people, learning how to lose graciously, learning to develop greater resilience. All of these developmental issues cannot be replicated by the empty experience of sitting on a screen. Tragically, there are even detrimental health consequences of children sitting in dark rooms gaming. Besides the fact that they're spending their time trying to kill other people, they also suffer vitamin D deficiency, which leads to brittle bone disease. And for the first time in medicine, we are seeing quite a number of young adults coming in with osteoporosis, brittle bones. And that's an aside from all the other health and physical impacts of sitting scrunched up on a gaming device in a dark room, which develops finger strength, but pretty much nothing else for kids. And you can add to that the fact that sedentary lifestyle leads to obesity, which has become the number one preventable cause of death in the world. It's overtaken smoking. One should also not underestimate the impact of digital devices on sleep. So first of all, we are designed to fall asleep in dark rooms. So when people are seeing flashing screens and lights in their eyes all the time, there are studies that show that that impacts on the quality of sleep and the ability to fall asleep. And that's an aside from all the hours of sleep lost by children, adolescents, and even adults sitting on their Instagram, their texts, and their emails until late at night when they should be getting quality sleep. And sleep is an extremely proven healthy pursuit in life. We all need sleep to be healthy, physically and mentally. From a mental health perspective, there are studies that show directly that the more time we spend on screens, the higher the rates of depression. And that's because spending time with a phone or an iPad is actually very lonely and empty, and it is devoid of the natural human need for warm interaction with other people. And the worst part about it is the more depressed people become, the more they isolate and the more depressed they become from spending time with their phones. What they really need is to reconnect with other human beings. Phones increase anxiety, and there are studies that show that when people are unable to access their phones immediately, when they hear their phones, the sound of texting, the ringing, and they can't get to it straight away, that increases blood pressure, it increases pulse. And there are even studies showing that it increases stress hormone levels. So just being separated from our phones for a short while and hearing them ping makes people very stressed. And that's an aside from all the negativity on the internet, which is fed to us to make us feel even more anxious and depressed. Because we all understand about humans that we are much more attracted to negative sensationalism than to smelling flowers and happy experiences. So the internet feeds us this toxic mixture of stress and anxiety and negativity, specifically because companies want us to look at our screens and stay attached to our screens. Worse than that, all of the negativity on the internet radicalizes people and increases conflict. And conflict is the number one cause of stress and anxiety in humans. The one thing that very few of us can deal with is conflict. And the internet stimulates conflict in a variety of ways. Firstly, by putting an enormous amount of toxic propaganda in our brains, but also because emails and texts create a much wider circle of conflict than was previously possible. So people used to go to the office and work with other people, and maybe they had a disagreement with one person at work. Now, you can go on social media and have a disagreement with thousands of people in the space of a few seconds. People feel no responsibility about hitting the send button on their phones. Things they would never say to someone in person, they will gladly send them on social media or via a text. And the person receiving that message feels the same negative impact, the same stress, the same anxiety. And we know that many adolescents commit suicide because of internet bullying, because of messages they're receiving on their phones. The problem with digital communication is that with great power comes no responsibility. Most people do not feel morally responsible about sending angry texts or putting negative comments on social media. And we know that even celebrities who have lots of adulating fans writing beautiful things to them, they read one negative comment and it ruins their day and they feel depressed. That's human nature. And worse than that, because we are stimulated by all of these incoming messages to respond rapidly, people send emotional responses without even thinking. And so they widen the breadth of their conflict in their lives. And that introduces a lot of stress and anxiety. And what they really need is to get together with that person, talk to them, have a conversation, and that solves many problems. Of course, the fact that everyone is so tired from all of the stress and from not sleeping properly induces an environment which is even more of a tinderbox because people are more irritable and more likely to lash out when they're tired. But there are more subtle ways that mobile phones discourage us to be happy. Because one of the modern scourges is that instead of people giving their full attention to pleasurable experiences, to extracting the maximum positivity out of having fun, everything is viewed through the imposition of a screen. I went to Thailand recently on a vacation. I was ziplining through the jungle and all the young people were ziplining with a selfie stick. So they weren't even experiencing the beauty of the jungle, the smells, the sights, the sounds. They were viewing everything through the screen of a phone. I mean, why didn't they just stay home and watch a video of other people ziplining through the jungle? And it is through immersion in positive experience that we become happy. It is taking advantage of our miraculous senses and immersing in these experiences that we extract the full enjoyment and the happiness that can't be achieved with the sensory deprivation of just having a screen in front of your eyes all the time. Another side effect of this is that children are conditioned to be addicted to the constant instant gratification of their screen. They scroll past anything inconvenient. They don't have to think. They don't have to acquire knowledge, which makes them much more vulnerable to the propaganda and narratives of the internet. But it also means that they stop enjoying their own company. They stop enjoying the things that the world has to offer that give people true existential pleasure. And all they want is their phone. And their addiction is so powerful that when their parents or someone tries to take the screen away from them, they're screaming and shouting and kicking. But that's actually a response to addiction. It's not because that screen is making them happy. There are also excellent studies that show that since the advent of digital addiction, that people have very poor concentration spans compared to previously. And I suspect that this is one of the reasons why such a huge ADHD epidemic has been unleashed, because even adults can no longer concentrate in the workplace. And there's other good evidence that to be truly productive, we need something called a flow state, where we get into a rhythm and a groove in something that we're doing. And that's how we become creative and productive. And all of this is being denied our generation because people are glued to a screen. So now I've explained why everyone is so tired all the time. In fact, almost every patient I see nowadays, the first complaint when they walk in the room is, "I'm so tired. Why am I so tired?" Well, the reason people are so tired is because we live very stressful lifestyles. And a big reason for our stress is our phones. So when people come home from work and they should be relaxing with their families, they're still glued to their screens. They can't switch off. They're answering work mails. They're getting texts from other people, some of them quite toxic. They're involved in social media discussions, which are all making them stressed and anxious. But worse than that, a recent UK study showed that only 15% of families in the UK still eat dinner together. And that's a very worrying trend, because there are other studies that show that just eating dinner together as a family produces better mental health outcomes in children when they become adults. So all of this is the reason why everyone is so tired. We're stressed, we're not getting enough sleep, we're not switching off and taking mental space away from things that make us stressed. So much for positive energy exceeding negative. There's no question when it comes to mobile phones, mostly the negative energy exceeds the positive. Now, I've covered all the problems, the bad stuff, the price of addiction. In part two, I will deal with the solutions, how to conquer digital addiction, and how to protect ourselves and our children from mind control. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to follow me and share it with your friends. And join me for the next episode of the Life Mastery mini-series. Please note that the views and opinions on this show are my own and do not reflect those of my colleagues or employers.